Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We have reached the sweet
spot. Yeah.
I love it. I know you hate it, but you hate everything.
No, I love a lot of things.
I
love more than I hate.
You love animals.
Yes, yes.
I mean, I hate a lot of things, and I love more. I love animals.
That's what I said. You love animals.
I love trains. I hate airplanes. It all evens out.
Hey, before we get to the Big Ten discussion, let's hear from Mick Cronin, shall we?
Coach
of UCLA. They've been eliminated.
Mick Cronin hates more stuff than me. And that's on the record. We all agree with that.
I think it's close. Mick Cronin, does he look to next year yet?
Right now, guys, it's 12:40 a.m. and our season just ended. That's it. You're going to ask me about next year? Right now, my biggest concern is how bad the seats are on the Allegiant flight on that terrible plane that we're going to have to fly home tomorrow.
The school bus.
The cheese. The plain version of the cheese.
Hang in there.
And is there any chance that Doug got me some hot food because I don't eat on game day, that I got something edible? Not next year. Not right now, guys.
Wow, his standards are a little different than Kevin Willard's. But
could you imagine a weekly with Cronin?
Oh, be brilliant. It would be
brilliant. I would do anything.
So he coaches UCLA, obviously. They got eliminated.
They get him on the show every week.
Oh, man. But
we're stuck in your crawl today, Coach, and then just let him go.
What grinds my gears, remember that old Family Guy thing? He's always got something. The Big Ten started with 8 schools. Half of them have gotten to the Sweet 16.
Ooh. I set the over-under at 2.5, so they exceeded my expectations.
Yes.
They started 10-0 straight up and 10-0 against the spread, Jason.
Yes. Yeah. I did not see that coming, Bone. That was not good for me, Bone.
No.
Well, it's never happened before.
But then it evened out.
Yeah. Four, half of the teams got to the Sweet 16.
Purdue didn't play anybody, and Purdue got to play at home. And Purdue's still getting to play at home.
But they still got there.
They got there.
Here's where the story ends. But time out. I'm old enough to remember Louisville got to play at home and how that worked out for them. Not well. So they should
be better than Louisville.
Well, should be, but they like Louisville.
Louisville was debatable whether they should be here. Purdue should have been here.
Louisville wasn't debatable to be in. The debate was they were 10th in the AP poll and they got an 8
seed. They shouldn't have been 10th in the AP poll.
So alas.
They weren't 10th in the JLC poll.
They were like the third best team in the 5th best conference in America.
Alas.
Maybe the 6th best
conference. They do have 4 teams
here. I want an ACC-CAA challenge next year.
Yes. 4 teams. I feel like the Big Ten has shown relatively well.
Up. They did well.
Yeah.
I gotta give them credit. I thought a lot of them would crash out. we all thought when the Terps went to Ann Arbor and beat Michigan, didn't we all? Thought we've seen the best of the Wolverines.
Oh, you got to give Michigan a ton of credit. Like they,
not
they
just
were
conference
a mess.
Tournament, but Big Dance. Yes. I thought they were dead men walking.
Well, they lost what, 3 or 4 in a row heading into the Big Ten tournament. Obviously, have won out since.
And I thought they were losing to Texas A&M. And they came back and won that basketball game.
They probably should have lost to UC San Diego if they got a couple
they
of
should have lost to UC San Diego.
Well, UC San Diego, well, if UC San Diego could hit a shot in the first half. Like, they could not make a shot in the first half and still came back.
How bullish are we on Sparty? Sparty struggled with New Mexico. Put them away late, but that was a game.
Yeah. Still covered, though, didn't they?
I was on the under, and that was I was good to go there. But I don't. I'm not sure if they probably did cover. Do we think Sparty can get to the Final Four?
I think they can beat Ole Miss.
And then I mean, could they if they beat Ole Miss? You don't think they could beat Auburn?
My stance still stands with them. Prior to the, if they run into a hot shooting team and they're going to have to go blow
Look,
for blow.
New Mexico is a pretty good team. They beat New Mexico, and Jace Richardson did absolutely nothing offensively for them whatsoever, and they still scored like 80 points. In a neutral site setting, they won with 71. Offense. They won with offense, not really defense. And I don't know, man. I think them throwing four bigs at Auburn could be interesting.
Here's the thing about Auburn, though, and Auburn's really good, but they seem to at times play really dumb, which scares me. If Auburn plays their game, they're arguably the best team in the country. The problem is, of late, They have been playing great basketball now, and they give them credit. They've won their first two games now. Alabama State didn't give them much of a fight. Early they did, but then Auburn pulled away. And Creighton hung in for about a half, and they pulled away there. But they haven't looked like the team that was running through everybody.
No. No, I think they're much more vulnerable now than I would have said 5 or 6 weeks ago. I mean, I think the other thing we need to point out about the Big Ten, if we're giving flowers, like again, pretty good draw for Purdue.
But you still got to win the
game.
High games.
Point in McNeese, I know, and pretty good draw for the Terps.
Yeah.
12 and 13 seeds.
But you
that's
still
half of the four that are still there.
You still got to win the
and
game.
And the other ones, Michigan should have lost to UC San Diego.
But they didn't.
Sparty.
Yeah, they didn't.
Should have, could have, would have, but they didn't. I know.
How many big
like,
guys?
You're like our caller.
The if guy.
They should have done
the
this. They could have done this. They did.
I am the Big Ten if guy.
Anything to spin the Big Ten stinks for you. They're a fourth of the field left. Now they could all be gone after Friday.
We've also reached a point in time, though, where there should be four. I mean, if there weren't at least 3 or 4 Big Ten teams in it, something would be wrong because the haves and the have-nots have never been this diverse before. Like, there's never been this big of a chasm between the haves and the have-nots.
And that's been a big talking point nationally. Fox Sports Research, they tweeted this out, John Fanna. In the 64-team format, going back to 85, there's never been a Sweet 16 to not see at least one non-major conference team. This is the first time ever that's happened.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Happen.
That's
so
crazy.
Under that sort of cloud or backdrop, if that many Big Ten teams are going to get in, they should be close to 25% of the Sweet 16.
But is this,
and what the SEC's doing is bonkers.
But seven.
I think that's the question, though. Is this year the anomaly, or is that going to be the norm because of
I think
NIL?
This is the new norm.
There will be times where mid-majors make a run. The problem is that mid-major that makes a run, those guys are going to transfer after the season. So there's no chance. There's no chance for that to have any sustainability. But we could see a situation where a school puts it together and makes a mini run.
But it's going to become tougher and tougher and tougher because in a lot of instances, even if you're a second-tier SEC team, you can make more money being a rotational bench guy at Ole Miss than you're going to make being the number one guy at some Summit or Horizon school.
Absolutely.
So that's why I think the chasm is just going to keep growing. I think this is, like, I'm trying to think back to last year. So NC State did their thing, but, like, who am I missing? Wasn't it kind of chalky outside of that?
I think somebody made a run last year. Some major made a run into the sweet, at least in the Sweet 16. But I can't remember who it is.
I mean, I got a tweet from my friends this morning where it showed all the 16 teams, their starting five, and where their starting five started at. And it's crazy. Like, there's multiple teams where none of them started there. There's several of them where it's like only
the
one.
The big schools are going to get three cracks. Okay, so we missed out on, we didn't offer this kid as much as somebody else the first time around, and he went to Drake. And then the year after that, some other big school got him, Kansas, and we didn't. But now he's exactly what we need year three. We're getting him.
Yeah,
we're just going to keep throwing money at him until he comes here.
Yeah,
like it's a feeder league for the three conferences that matter. Like that's where it's become. That's where it's going to continue to go. And that's where Maryland has to decide what pot do you want to be in.
Well, and I expect the ACC, at least part of it, like if Carolina gets the right coach, they're going to be relevant again. That's Carolina. But I don't know about the rest of the ACC.
I'm saying, okay, so that's still, there's a lot of, how big is the freaking ACC?
It's a lot.
They
added Stanford and Cal and Syracuse. What has happened to Syracuse? What has happened to your alma mater? They're not relevant.
They're not relevant.
Gonzaga made the sweet
football coach. Pretty interesting. He's promising all the kids a job within 60 days of graduation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gonzaga made the sweet 16 a year ago. They're technically a mid-major.
Okay.
NC State was an 11 seed, but they're an ACC school.
Yeah. I just think this is the way it's going. This is what the landscape has become.
Oh, and San Diego State made the Sweet 16 a year ago, so they're a mid-major.
Well, and if the refs didn't rig that game for the Wolverines, we might have had UC San Diego in the Sweet 16 this year. Right.
And anything to make Jason unhappy.
Between the NIL, the portal, and then the refs being in on the take for the big schools. Yes.
This year's Sweet 16, SEC 7, Big 12 4, Big 10 4, Duke. That's the Sweet 16.
Get used to it.
Coming up next here on the program, we hit the hot corner and
SMU. You think we're going to see SMU in the Sweet 16?
Andy Enfield.
They're under new management.
Yeah, I do like Andy Enfield. Grayson Rodriguez was on foul territory.
Oh boy,
we're fans of foul territory. We've had those guys on the program. Grayson commented on his situation with his elbow. It's different than we've heard before. What do we think about this prognosis? That's next here on the Fan.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.